And we're back on News Radio KMAN. In Focus continues here. It's Pottawatomie County Day here on the show. And next we have Jennifer Morrow. She's the Emergency Management Director with Pottawatomie County. We sure appreciate you being on the program today.
Thank you, and have a good morning.
Yeah, certainly. And I know it's been kind of challenging times here for a lot of folks. How is the coronavirus issue impacting emergency management right now?
Well, it's definitely been challenging on our part, having to work out of the office due to our EOC being activated. But we continue to take on the challenge, and their main focus, of course, is for the citizens of the county, making sure that we're taking the appropriate measures to make them, or at least get them to understand the precautions, and hopefully we're reaching out to everyone that we can possibly reach and getting the protective equipment for our emergency services. That's been a challenge.
Yeah, can you talk a little bit to that? Because I know the whole nation's really being squeezed on that issue.
Correct. So for us, as far as the clinics and the hospital facilities in our county and emergency services, we've submitted the request as much as we can. Unfortunately, even at the state level, they're unable to fill some of our requests, so it's been kicked back. But as soon as we're able to get more, and once they're able to reach out a little bit further, hopefully we'll be able to get some more of that in our county and make sure our personnel are stocked up and protected as much as we can possibly do. They've already announced previously that, you know, some precautions we may have to get creative with. So we've had some volunteers that have reached out and are willing to make some homemade masks and things of such.
Well, yeah, and I saw that. I think the hospital here in Manhattan put out a donations list yesterday. Some of the things they're needing, is it some of the similar things then?
Correct. I think it's pretty much statewide and nationwide that the same requests and resources and volunteers are, you know, asking to help out. There's a lot of people out there that are homebound and they want to help as much as they can, and we really appreciate their volunteering as well. So if we get to that point, which I hope we don't, we will certainly reach out and have to use those resources possibly.
Well, and I know the frustration is probably mounting here the limit of resources here. Well, I think a lot of folks before this pandemic hit just thought, well, we're in America, you know, everything's going to be fine here, and you know, we got ample stuff. But we're learning quickly that that's simply just not the case.
Correct. And again, like they said, we may have to get a little bit creative, but for our county so far, it's just the one individual that has come up positive. So we're hopefully ahead of the game, and we hope to restrict that so we don't have to take those extreme measures.
Again, we're talking with Jennifer Morrow here, Emergency Management Director. You mentioned the EOC. Where's that operating out of?
We are currently operating out of Westmoreland.
Okay. And have you had to reduce staff at all? I would imagine probably not in your case.
Not in our case. Our EOC at this time is currently staffed with the pertinent people as far as being able to make decisions that would be effective in the daily decisions as far as response actions and preparation. So the planning process continues with just a minimal staff at this point in time. We do not have every emergency support function in our EOC. So we are under the 10 people limit at this point in time and hope that we don't have to bring in any further. We're taking our daily precautions, testing our temperatures before entering the EOC and so on.
Yeah, so many precautions you have to take that normally you wouldn't have to, but obviously it's grave times we're living in. What's the organizational structure like? Who's making the final decisions?
With our health department, of course, they're the lead in this entire incident. We do have an incident org chart that we have for the EOC. It's a little bit different due to our health department. They are such a minimal staff, so we've tried to organize our EOC so that we can support them the best we can, which is the purpose of the Emergency Operations Center. So, but But either way, the health department is the final decision because they have the foremost information and knowledge in this issue.
And we're seeing, you know, I know here they announced that they've got the drive-up stations here for testing. Do you anticipate we'll see some more of that taking place?
It's been in discussion in our planning process, but for this time, I mean, I don't want to speak for the health department, the health officer. So, like I said, all we can do is plan ahead, but that's the best we can do for right now when it comes to test sites and what we may foresee.
I see. Well, as far as, you know, we typically bring emergency management on during severe weather season and other times when we want to talk about, you know, having that emergency kit here. And boy, you talk about now with everybody being pretty much stuck indoors, now's the time to make sure that's amply stocked.
Correct. So definitely as we approach the storm season with, you know, the precautionary measures that we're all taking, it's best to have that. And I mean, at any point in time when we're all stuck at home, or the majority of people are stuck at home, it's a good time to think about those measures and make sure they're in place while you have the time.
And, you know, obviously we've seen the grocery stores have taken a hit from that. We don't want people hoarding supplies necessarily, but, you know, just making sure you have enough stuff on hand, food, water, prescription medication, stuff like that.
Correct. And with those kits, as far as emergency kits for disaster preparedness, you always want to plan for 72-hour time frame. So a gallon of water per person a day is sufficient enough, and some, you know, canned goods and things like that, is as long as you've got a storm shelter and so on and so forth.
You know, one thing we haven't really discussed here in the last couple of weeks is we're getting into severe weather season, and if we're still kind of sheltering in place here, this is going to get kind of interesting here in the springtime.
Correct. And so far, the weather outlook doesn't look anything severe. We were supposed to have had some pretty severe stuff move through last night. But so far, we're still within our EMC, and we're watching that weather and precautions on that. And certainly, National Weather Service is pushing out information, keeping everyone informed, as well as our media partners, so we definitely appreciate that on the backside with supporting us as we continue operations for COVID-19.
How much of a stress would that put on us right now if we had a severe weather incident as far as emergency management and all the other officials you work with?
We still have our response staff that is available. It's just, you know, our commanders are within the EOC, so we still have the staffing to be able to handle an incident as such if it were to happen. So there's no strain in that aspect.
Yeah, this is certainly something we don't want right now at this point. But
correct.
And you know, this is a question I thought about last week, and you know, we have a lot of folks who are staying in homes. If they're living in mobile homes, it may not have a shelter, and then we have these restrictions on how many people can gather. And you know, it may seem kind of like a silly question, but, you know, that may come up at some point where people have to gather to take shelter in case of severe weather.
Correct. And life safety is the most important thing. And if it comes down to an extreme measure like that, again, life safety is most important. And there are, yes, the restrictions of less than 10 people, but again, life safety is most important. So if it came down to that was the last choice to be made, it certainly would pose a challenge against the current orders that are in effect.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's definitely different times we're living in right now. Is there anything we haven't touched on that maybe you'd like to make public here?
I don't believe so. It's just we want to encourage the public to continue practicing their safe hygiene and so on. But if we proceed with this as far as the longevity of this, I would like to encourage citizens within Pottawatomie County to sign up for our EverBridge alert so that if we do go into extreme measures, we will push out alerts in that manner, as well as our media partners and our social media page. So if they want to sign up for those alerts and they have not done so already, they can go to our pottcounty.org website under the residence tab, there's an emergency alert section in there that they can sign up for, a community and also public health alert to receive those if we push them out that way if they don't have social media.
All right. Yeah, I have those on my phone, and they're great because you get alerted immediately. So, Jennifer, we appreciate you coming on here and telling us more.
Thank you.
All right. That'll wrap up this segment. Jennifer Moreau, again, Emergency Management Director in Pottawatomie County, joining us here on In Focus. Stay tuned. We'll continue the show after this.